thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
In the book of Matthew, chapter 14, I want to read two very short verses, and they both have a familiar theme to it. Matthew 14, verse 13. So when Jesus heard what had happened, and what had happened was John the Baptist had been beheaded, and John the Baptist and him were friends and close. Jesus, when he heard this, withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. And when Jesus landed, he saw a large crowd, and he had compassion, and he healed their sick. And then jump down to verse 22. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. And after he dismissed them, he went on a mountaintop by himself to pray. Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Touch us, lead us in 2022. We pray this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, I will never forget March the 5th, 2020. I was invited to speak at the Clemson University FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's the largest FCA in the country. It runs 700, anywhere from low 700s to over 2,000. It's an incredible event. It's student-led, and it's called Fellowship of Christian Athletes, but it's kind of funny because there's very few athletes that go there. But they do quote fellowship. And the night that I was there, March the 5th, 2020, was a very interesting night because as they were introducing me, and they were and the event, the venue is in a big, like a big dorm, a big auditorium room like this size, they start to announce, this is David Olshine. He's from Columbia International University. Please, when he's done, do not touch him. Do not high-five him. Do not fist bump him. In fact, everyone here, don't touch anybody because there's something coming to America called the coronavirus. And we don't know what this thing is going to do, but don't touch anyone. And so I did my thing. I did my shtick. I did my spiel. And as I'm leaving, I'm waving to people and they're thanking me and they're coming close up. And we weren't wearing masks and we weren't doing all that. Well, I came back to Columbia and within 2 weeks, everything got shut down, if you remember. Schools got shut down. College basketball, no March Madness. Are you kidding me? No March Madness. What is going on? Stadiums were empty. NFL players were playing with no fans. It was a spooky time. It was a weird time. Everyone went virtual. Everyone went viral. We at CIU, we started teaching online. My son, who was in high school, did online. And it was a weird time. And it was during those months of March and April, we heard all these noises from the WHO. That was the medical group, not the band. And we heard from POTUS, the President of the United States. And we heard from all of these organizations. And we heard from Dr. Fauci every day. And there was this scroll every day about how many get the virus and how many died. And there was noise after noise after noise. And I began to get very, very overwhelmed with this. And I said to my wife, Rhonda, one day, we got to stop watching the news. We got to stop at 9 at night. We got to stop tallying the numbers of how many people are getting this thing and dying. And all of a sudden, it dawned on me. We were using the words like flatten the curve and social distance and wear the mask. And all of a sudden, I realized I am socially distant from God. I felt it in a way that I'd never felt it before. I felt alone. I felt distant from God, just being real. And I was trying to hear God's voice, and I wasn't. And everything was sort of drowning out God's voice to me. I was reading scripture and was reading like the Wall Street Journal, and I was praying and nothing was happening. And it was in that time that God began to do something new in me that I'm going to share with you today. And it's not a fix-all, cure-all, but it's a simple way of thinking about how to encounter God in 2022. It's a possibly for you a new way to think about a template, kind of a paradigm. How do we experience God's voice when there are hundreds and hundreds and thousands of voices that are clamoring for my attention? I don't know about you, but I want to hear God's voice. And so in the midst of it, I felt confused. In the midst of it, I felt like I'd lost my bearings spiritually. And right during the start of this pandemic, I received a book by a guy named John Eldridge, and it was the perfect timing. And he began to talk about some of the things that I was feeling. And so I wanted to share a little bit of some of those ideas from him, but some other ideas. And so I call this today, Create Some Pods, P-O-D-S. And I'm going to tell you up front end what they are, and then I'm going to go through each one moment by moment and quickly. The first is P, pause. The O stands for outdoors. The D stands for detox. And the S is solitude. Let's talk about the first one, pause. John Eldridge writes in his book, quote, "Honestly, I think most people live their daily lives along a spectrum from slightly rattled to completely fried as their normal state of being. In the late morning, I finally do what I should have done from the beginning. I pause. I get quiet. I settle down. I give myself permission to simply pause, a little breathing room to come back to God and myself. My breathing returns to normal. The 1 minute pause, I simply take 60 seconds to be still and let everything go." So here's what I do, and you're gonna practice with me. Twice a day, I do a 60 second pause. And it's not that profound, it's not that weird, but what you do is you just breathe deeply. And you know what, it's amazing for humans how we don't think about this and we don't even breathe, but we take a deep breath. So I want you to close your eyes, I want you to do this with me. I want you to go like this. And live streamers, I know this feels weird, but go on and do it. Ready? Do one more. Ready? Deep breath. And during that time, those 2 to 3 times a day, I do that. I sometimes pray a prayer like this. And this kind of covers it all. Lord, I give you everyone and everything. And it's a deep breath. Sometimes I do it when I'm really stressed. You ever been stressed? And just like, you're just running and going and going and going and going. You just slow down, you stop the engine, you take the foot off the pedal, and you go like this. Now the pause is not new by John Eldridge. It goes way back to Genesis 1, where God encountered Adam and Eve. It goes back to Abraham. It goes back to Isaac, it goes back to Jacob. The early church fathers took this idea of pausing. I find it interesting. I'm not a nerd, but I'm a space guy. And what I mean by that is I was a little guy when the first 3 guys landed on the moon. I've always loved space. I've always been intrigued by it. And so there was a guy named Neil Armstrong from Cincinnati, Ohio, which is where I'm from, and a guy named Michael Collins, and a guy named Buzz Aldrin. And they were the first guys to walk on the moon. You can actually YouTube their experience. And what they did was unbeknownst to anybody back then, but it's now known. In fact, NASA kept it quiet. Do you know what's the first thing they did when they landed on the moon? They took communion. Nobody knows that till now. NASA kept it quiet because there was an atheist named Madeline Murray O'Hare who freaked out hearing about all this religious stuff from the flights before. So she started complaining, sending lawsuits. So NASA said, keep this on the DL, keep this down low. And the first thing that Buzz Aldrin did when he got to the moon, and they wanted to open the hatch and get out and start walking, he said to the other space guys, I'm doing communion. The Last Supper on the moon. And one of the messages he sent out to everyone was these words, could we take a minute and pause and have a moment of silence? I encourage you to jack up your life with God this 2022 by trying a daily pause. It's only 60 seconds. Everybody's got 60 seconds twice a day where you just deep a deep breath. And it might just be a simple prayer. Lord, I give you my burdens. Lord, I got this class coming. It's freaking me out. Lord, I got a midterm coming. Whatever's going on, I got to track me. I got an event. You pause daily, once or twice a day. That's all it takes. The O stands for outside. This is not rocket scientist, but I got a confession to make. My favorite class growing up was recess. You know, I loved going outdoors, man. In fact, I was raised in a Jewish family, and so I used to go to a Jewish athletic camp, which kind of is a joke because we call that an oxymoron. You know, oxymoron is like two terms that are incompatible, like jumbo shrimp. You know, ethical lawyer. I mean, it goes on. Military intelligence, I know. And so I went to this Jewish athletic camp, and it was awesome. It was in the North Woods of Wisconsin. And they had the biggest black flies you've ever seen. I mean, if they would attack you, you'd have welts over your face. I mean, they were ridiculous. But the cool thing about this camp is we had competition. And one of the biggest competition nights was, it was an all-guys camp. They would take you out to the North Woods of Wisconsin with you and your team and your leaders. They would drop you in the middle of nowhere with your tents, your backpacks, and a compass. And you had to find your way back to camp. And the first ones that got back safe and not dead won. And the competition was incredible. But it was in those years of 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 that I began to appreciate nature and getting out. And so during the pandemic, March, April, May, June, July, I started embracing something I'd never done before. I would go out on my deck. I would sit on my deck, sometimes with coffee, sometimes not. Sometimes with coffee and my Bible, sometimes not. Sometimes just me. And I would just listen. And I would just pause. Sometimes I would talk to God, sometimes I would just listen. And I started learning during the pandemic, I'm not good at listening to God. I'm a little ADD, I'm a little stir crazy. Can I get an amen? I'm a little stir crazy. I need a lot of movement, I need a little action. And God was trying to say to me, slow it down. I will not outshout your internal voices. Now, I love March Madness. I love NFL. I love college football. Go Georgia Bulldogs. That was a great game. I love sports, but you know what I know about me in sports? As much as I love it, it doesn't draw me closer to God. I could spend 8 hours watching it, and I love it, but guess what? After 8 hours, I actually feel drained. I feel depleted. Because it's not supposed to fill my tank. It's not supposed to fill your tank. And so in your pausing, in your getting outdoors, go to the lake, go to the mountains, go to the beach, go somewhere. King David says these words, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. David was an outdoor guy. All the Old Testament, New Testament guys were. So just let me ask you an intuitive question. What's the most beautiful place you've ever been to? I've been to Kauai, Hawaii, gorgeous. Been to Belize, been to Venezuela. I've been in places in the United States called Multnomah Falls. I've been to Haystack Rock, Oregon. I've been to Columbia, South Carolina. Okay, never mind. There's something majestic about Colorado and Utah and Montana and Wyoming. Even the most ardent atheist who goes to the Grand Canyon and is so humongous and is so big, maybe they don't believe in God, but there's got to be an awe deep inside of them. And you don't have to be wealthy or to travel and do all that stuff, but in order to connect with God, I encourage you to get out of your building, out of your dorm, out of your room, get outside more. Get outdoors. Detox is the D. And don't be a hater on me when I say this because I love my phone. Most of us love our phones. But we've tried something in the Olshine family. It's a revolution. I encourage you to try it. We go breakfast, lunch, and dinner with no phones. You're like, oh, what? It's freeing. The moment I get away from my phone, there's a freedom that comes. I swim every day for an hour a day. I don't take my phone with me. There's a guy next to me who swims next to me. He's got a headset on. I'm like, What the heck's he listening to? That's why I go to the gym. That's why I go into the pool, to get away from the noise. And I found this about us creatures. If you will take a little bit of a break, 1 hour a day, 20 minutes a day, I tell my students at 8 o'clock, you won't hear from me again after that because I'm going to turn my phone off. There's a freedom that comes from that. But unplugging from the media is not the goal. The unplugging of the media is a step in the right direction of connecting with God, because now my soul is not as cluttered. Does that make sense? All of a sudden, my soul's a little bit free because I'm not filling up with the latest YouTube of this kid who doesn't know how to do a skateboard and he crashes and hurts himself. Do I really need to watch that at 9:30 at night? Do I really need to fill my mind with all of this stuff? So get outside, detox from social media. And then last, the S is solitude. Solitude. In a great theological episode of Phineas and Ferb, the mom says, "I need you to be quiet, Phineas. I'm putting you on noise control." We all need to go on noise control, don't we? Solitude, Peter Scazzaro says, is the practice of getting absent from people and things in order to attend to God. Silence is the practice of quieting every inner voice and outer voice so you can attend to God. That's why Psalm 46, the classic coffee mug, 46:10, "Be still and know that I'm God." God has told me over and over again this past year, "I will not outshout your noises. If you're going to hear my whisper," and it's a whisper, it's not a shout, "you're gonna have to listen. In order to listen, you're gonna have to quiet all the noise inside." It's not just the external noises of NBA, NFL, college football, friends, family, marriages, kids. It's the internal noise that we have to slow down. Solitude, silence. In the movie Gravity, Sandra Bullock is she's a scientist and she's also an astronaut. And she's on her first space shuttle mission. And she's out there spacewalking. And she says, "The silence, I could get used to it." Now, I'm like the opposite of Sandra Bullock. I like noise. I like it, but I don't always need it. We see Jesus constantly going between crowd, extrovert, and alone, introvert. People have had a debate, is Jesus the extrovert, got to be around people, or is he an introvert? I think he's probably both. I think he's perfectly balanced. He knows when to be with people. He knows when to have boundaries to say, "Bye-bye, I'm going to the mountains to pray." That's a beautiful gift if you can learn that. That skill of knowing when to be with people, when to task, and when to say, "I need some quiet time." In college, the college students that I pastored, I had pastored a college church for 6 years when I wasn't doing youth ministry. They had a phrase all the time. They used it. You remember this, Dan, quiet time. And what they meant was, I'm reading my Bible for 5 minutes, and then I'm going to do the rest of my day. That's what they meant. That's not what I mean today when I say quiet time. I'm talking about intentionally settling your soul once or twice a day. Bible, no Bible, prayer, whatever it takes, quiet, Thanksgiving, where you intentionally resolve to slow the engine down. I've asked a lot of students lately, when's the last time you really heard from God? And the answer has been predominantly this: it's been a long time. And the way to remedy that is to embrace the pods. Start some pausing, get outdoors, take a walk. Go out in nature, go by a creek, go by a lake and sit. Detox from social media and last, solitude. Now, let's wrap this up, let's land the plane. Let's talk about some lessons to learn. Number one, this is what I've learned. Let's be honest and admit that some of this stuff is uncomfortable. Let's just acknowledge that. Let's get the elephant out. Let's talk about it. Some of this is uncomfortable, and some of it's awkward. 10 years ago, I did my first ever silent retreat. I went to a monastery of Trappist monks, and the whole purpose was to not talk. Man, this was like torture for me. I mean, I would like these, I by these priests, I'm like, hey, what's up? And they just keep walking, right? And the only meal you could talk was at lunch. But they had a caveat to that. You can't really talk. We're going to read you a book. So there's one priest reading a book to everybody while you're eating. And I remember going to the priest, this is boring stuff. And he was like, shh, don't talk. And like the whole purpose of the 3 days, and it took me to really the last 2 hours to actually start to settle in. Because this lifestyle was new to me. I'm a talker, I'm an extrovert, and the goal of this retreat was to be quiet. So ever since the last 10 years, I've been doing one a year. Last year, I went to my friend's lake house. So there was no one there but just me, and they loaded the refrigerator with junk food, which was glorious, and just all kinds of good stuff. And it took me about 2 days to settle into this rhythm of being quiet and listening. And it was just so awesome. I can't say that the glory of God fell on me every minute. It didn't. But I learned that it's uncomfortable and awkward, but it's worth it. And then the second principle I learned, and I'll close with this, it takes intentionality. If you want to hear the voice of God, if you want to get closer to God in 2022, you got to pause, you got to get outdoors, you got to detox from social media, you've got to understand it's going to take a baby step. I'm not asking you to take huge steps today. I'm just asking you to take one. That's why I love that line of that guy's landing on the moon. One small step for man. One giant leap for mankind. One step today I'm asking you to do. What is it today? Will it be starting to do a pause? Will it be getting outdoors more? Will you start to detox a little bit more from... By the way, if you're with a friend, you're having lunch, and they're playing with their phone, just ask them, hey, could we just like talk? Do you mind putting that in your phone for 20 minutes? It might actually help the relationship. And solitude, a time with God to be silent. Pablo Picasso, the artist, says this, and I close, without great solitude, no serious work is possible. No serious work is possible. So if you want to do the hard work on your soul, if you want to care for your soul, embrace the pod. Pause, get outdoors, detox from social media, and embrace some solitude. May the words of my mouth, Lord, and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Lord, help us embrace this today, not for just today, not just for this week, but for this year. May we be people who are pods in Jesus' name. And all God's people said.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.